Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, listen, today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or all your current favorites. Act now and get a cool special deal just for TMOS listeners, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS, and now the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody.
You know why today's going to be great?
Why?
Because I look over there and I see you've got big numbers.
Yeah, I've got a new app for my timer on the show that I downloaded, created by a genius from Arizona known as Raphael.
No. Do you remember the character that Billy Crystal played on Saturday Night Live?
It is an app that has been designed by Dr. Fernando Santana.
I think, you know what? I have his diploma with me. It's actually Dr. O. Fernando Santana.
Oh, it's Zero Fernando Valenzuela.
That's right. And what's great is not only did he pitch for the Dodgers in the 80s,
right,
he's designed this new app and it's called Big Numbers.
Right. Now, what are you doing? Are you still working on my Facebook problem?
Yes.
Now, put it, close it.
Are you showing me that?
It's showtime. It's showtime.
Great network.
We're going to get to that in the body of the show that we are all this week experiencing a multitude of technical issues.
Oh, I'm doing great.
If there was an app.
Well, I think we is the show. So,
No. We're individuals.
Yeah.
Here.
That's it. We're our own ensemble. We have our own loves.
We're an ensemble.
We have our own hates. We also have our own odors. You know, Mike, if there was an app right now at the Apple application store that was called Cyanide Tablet.
Right.
I'd download it and kill myself.
We'll get to that. But for now that's, tighter and what?
That's Stopwatch for Old People from Free App Company.
Stopwatch for, and you
so
designed
it? So you can't
it?
Search it by
I
big
didn't design,
numbers?
I paid someone to.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay. Do you outsourced. Get any, do you, but it's free, right?
It's free.
So, okay.
There's no money. It's, you know me. I like spinning my wheels.
2 minutes into the show.
You know what? Big Numbers is not your checkbook. Big Numbers is your app.
Now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Okay, we start with a name that we butchered last week. It's Lamibia.
Do you remember when we had this fight last week?
It is pronounced Lomabao.
Hi. Lomabao.
I know, it doesn't look right, but this guy...
Lomibao? Like Omibao? What is that? Okay, so...
It's Lo-mi-bao.
Lo-mi-bao?
Yeah, but you know what? This guy's high maintenance, so let's just do the best we can.
Happy 57th to Gerardo.
Oh, Geraldo.
Gerardo Lomibao.
Gerardo.
And you know what? It gets even better. Keep reading.
Since, like Oscar, he is an immigrant, he requests that Oscar uses Pedro Moreno on, as he says, the yoga girl, with Mike doing her voice. Frankly, no. Screw you, Gerardo.
No, and it's his son, Henry, I think.
Or
and,
Gerardo.
And as I'm reading it, I'm thinking really what he wants is a playlet of Oscar using a belt to beat you as a right. girl. And you know what?
You want hey, Gerardo, or whatever the hell your name is. Let me give you a little tip done in the 1950s, 40s, 30s, you know, from all the immigrants that came over, okay? Name change.
Yeah.
Jerry Lane. Okay? Just like somebody wants to perform in some of the finest speakeasies. Jerry Lane. Change your name to Jerry Lane. And we're not going to do Oscar spanking the yoga girl, you sick MF.
Do you like the fact that Shannon in his letter was just called the yoga girl?
Apparently.
With Mike doing her voice.
Yeah.
Pretend to spank her with Mike doing her voice. That'll get... What the hell is wrong with you, you creep?
You have totally made my day because this guy's son was such a pain in the ass last week.
Jesus.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
And thanks for the letter.
Happy birthday.
A very cool anniversary worthy of mention. 27 years ago this week, listener Tim Cox. Now, there's a name I can live with.
An American name.
What's his last name?
Cox.
You know what? You can't lick that name.
Okay, thank you. Defeated cancer. Hey, Tim Cox beat cancer.
Yeah, love it. Love it.
I like that. I do. Bully. Mike, what does your pinky finger think of that? Oh, okay.
Let me say, I'm so thrilled with the courage, the stamina, the perseverance, the attitude, the positive reinforcement from his friends, and all the intangibles that got Tim Cox through his battle with the big casino.
Sir Winston.
Yes.
Will you entertain a question?
I most certainly will.
What do you think it would sound like if Oscar was to beat his girlfriend with a leather belt?
We will fight Gerardo Lummibau on the beaches. We will fight him in the air. We will defeat the Hun. That's not what I say.
He's not a Hun.
And Tim Cox. Yes. Anniversary of beating cancer.
You ever have it?
Bully. Oh, constantly.
Lots of how many cigars I smoke. And booze.
Thank you. Rick Turner is on Facebook. F Facebook. Really.
Sideways.
But started his wife, from the top.
But his wife, all right. Rick Turner is on Facebook, but his wife, Andrea, is not. So, or Andrea. That's another great name.
Yeah.
I found that out when I went on Channel 9.
Yeah, call her name Jerry Cox.
It's Andrea.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a-hole. Anyway. Rick Turner, I didn't mean that for this Andrea or Andrea.
No.
Or Andrea. Rick Turner is on Facebook, but his wife is not. So she actually hacked into his account. Gee, I can relate to that.
Wow.
To ask us to read his name during the birthday segment. Okay, Rick Turner, happy birthday. Now, Rick, change your passwords.
Stat.
As fast as you can.
Hey, listen.
Yes?
Remember the hot babe at our Fort Myers meet and greet who traveled all the way from Arizona and was married to the Air Force lawyer in the red pants?
I remember him.
It's like the little kid in school. Oscar looked me
in the eye. I did my homework.
In that split second, I want to tell all of our listeners what just happened. Oscar looked me in the eye as if to say, I know you don't, and I do. And then
and
he said it like, I remember him.
You know what?
No, you do.
You'd remember this chick when you saw her face.
He had the capri pants.
Yeah, and I gave him a lot of crap about it. And you said, come on, he came all the way from Arizona. Shut up, you ass.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were four vodkas into the night, though.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't remember. In any case,
nice couple.
Kristen Carpenter Hatton would like us to bust out our fat guy voices and reveal our favorite go-to birthday treat.
Oh.
You want to start?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You know what I'd like to have for my 43rd birthday?
What's that?
Devil's food cake.
So that's your favorite cake?
Yeah, but it has to have buttercream icing on it. And if it's okay, I'd like on the side salted caramel gelato.
And I'll do anything for food.
Oscar,
so good.
Oscar, what's your favorite birthday treat?
Jamaica almond fudge.
That's great.
Boo.
Yeah, you know, you sound like a Bolivian frog.
I'd like freshly made peach cobbler with homemade vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla?
Warmed in the oven.
And I'll do anything for food.
And I'd like it now. Yes. Thank you.
Anything
very
to drink?
No, technically for the birthday, standard white birthday cake with buttercream frosting.
Your favorite thing, your favorite flavor cake is just birthday
I
cake.
I like birthday cake.
Like Charlie cake.
So does Carla.
Birthday cake!
And Carla likes that too. It's why we've stayed together.
That's right.
Okay, anyway. Andy McCormick of Potwin, Kansas, or Potwin, Kansas.
I think it's Potwin.
Potwin?
Yeah.
Potwin, Kansas is now 30. How about that?
Sometimes they don't ask for much.
Shane Madigan.
Happy birthday.
Shane Madigan has a birthday to celebrate tomorrow and is headed to Hong Kong. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Hong Kong next month. Busy fella. Can we please wish him the best in sexy Hong Kong voices?
Ni hao.
Mi hao from Oscar. A Hong Kong voice, Rob Spiewak. We caught you by surprise.
Oh, you get clean claws and happy birthday to you.
Hello, Shane Madigan. You have a good time in Hong Kong.
Yes.
Do you know how ignorant we are?
Why?
Most people in Hong Kong speak English.
With a British accent.
Yes.
Yeah, right. But you know how ignorant we are? Most people in Manassas speak Spanish.
And so yet here we are.
So true.
Today is superfan Laura Reuter's birthday.
Reuter,
sorry. I'm sorry. I've known
Hank, Laura?
I've known Hank and Laura for a long time.
Of course.
Laura Reuter's birthday. Let the celebrating begin. Right now, that is. Just as soon as Bane talks. No, I'm not doing Bane. I can't. Bane is a process.
Okay, they threw out another one.
I can't pull together Bane. Bane, you got to go through and
can
do
you do
whole.
Gilbert Gottfried?
Huh?
Can you do Gilbert Gottfried talking up a record?
All right.
Hey, Laura, if I don't do your particular birthday greeting,
I suppose you'll be a big baby about it.
No, I think she'll be fine.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Thank you very much. Oh, but she wants me to talk up a record.
Can you do it? Right. Would you do it?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. The best theme
song, WABC. I've known the Rooters for a very long period of time. Hank and Laura. And today is Laura Rooter's birthday. So on behalf of the entire crew, may I say to the Rooters, especially Laura, happy day. And don't overdo it.
You don't want her to?
Thank you, Laura. And I think she's Canadian.
She is.
Happy Canada Day from Gilbert Gottfried.
Call letters?
I have no
WDRC.
I have no idea what that intro is.
Yeah, was there a request? You know what they like? They like you to tap dance a little bit. They work you, Daddy.
I believe now we're into a pattern where every other Thursday birthdays are like this one.
Can I shoehorn one in real quick?
Yes, go ahead.
Katie Cole.
Katie Cole.
It's her birthday today.
18?
I think she just turned 18.
Laura Herr is chomping at the bit to see us at the State Theater on November 9th. Even though she has her tickets already, you can get yours at likeomarashow.com by clicking Omaricon. She would love to hear James Franco say spring break, okay? Highlander Herr. Spring break. Spring break. Laura Herr. Spring break forever. Sometimes you do the ones that you know are going to be met with the most positive response.
I thought it was money.
Celine Serta, Marcus's better half, had a birthday this week. And here's a promo. He wanted me to plug the show. I am on this week, with Mr. Serta on Omaricast. And it's going to be a great interview. I tell you everything about everything. I talk about everybody that's been on this show. I talk about everything that's coming up with this show.
Unfiltered?
It's very unfiltered. I really covered the whole gamut with them. I answered everything I could except for WTNT.
Will you answer one more question?
What?
Have you ever done an interview in the middle of a great day and just made that day better?
You know, I'll talk about Marcus during the body of the show.
Yeah.
And what it feels like to be interviewed by Marcus Serta.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because I think we've all done it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But you could tell Marcus Serta, you could say something along the lines of, yesterday I had a tough time. I was out there trimming some shrubs, and a pickup truck rolled up on my lawn, and unfortunately, I lost my right arm.
Okay. Now, when you come to the State Theater.
not big on the follow-up.
Anyway,
not big on the follow-up.
Okay. So, Celine Serta, today she will be baking some of her world famous buttermilk cranberry garlic clam biscuits.
Oh, they're good.
That can't be true.
Oh, I wrote that.
Yum. Get them while you can. Oh, and Ben Serta is about to turn 17 and remains clueless that the time is running out on his ability to sponge off mom and dad. Can Rob and Mike give him a reality check? Okay, I'd like you
to handle it. Yeah.
All right. What's his name? Ben Serta.
Yeah. Hi.
Yo, Ben. Turn the music off for a second. Yeah. Hey, Ben. You think this gravy train's going to go on forever? For God's sakes, get up off your ass, get out there and get a job or get into a college, because let me give you a number, 18. I'm 18 and I like it. You know what happens when you're 18? Boom, okay? This is you and the house, okay? Here's Ben at the doorway. There's the outside. That's Ben.
You know what's nice? Is that advice you gave him to get a job? Like father, like son.
Oh, that's cruel. That is nakedly cruel to Marcus Serta.
Save me a biscuit, buddy.
And finally, Todd Windsor turns 50 this weekend. So says his brother Brad. That's Brad Windsor.
Yeah.
Of the Windsors.
They're twins, you know.
Brad neglected to tell us what day his birthday is. That's Todd's birthday.
Right.
The Windsor boys would love to hear Herb Welch tell their family to show them some respect this weekend.
And you know what, Herb? I actually have a new element for you.
You know?
You want to hear the element?
What's that going to be?
We're going to modernize your presentation because I have a new element.
All right, go
ahead. Are you ready for it?
Let me hear it.
Okay.
This is a News 4 News Break.
How's that? We're here at the... Hold on a sec. Turn my microphone off. It doesn't work otherwise. Yeah, we want to talk about the Windsors, Todd and Brad. God damn it. What's wrong with this microphone? I want to say happy birthday to me. Is that the birthday?
No. The Windsor twins.
I'm not going to take advice from some lack of a haircut. All right. Anyway, show me some respect, Todd and Brad. The hell's wrong with you? This is Herb Welch.
Hi, Herb.
Eyewitness News. Okay, there's a problem. What's this story? It says there's something happened at a mall.
Hey, Herb.
I'm not going to the mall. I don't need anything. I got all the shirts I need.
Hey,
what?
Herb.
Huh?
How's your Facebook?
Facebook? What Facebook? What face? What do you mean, my face? I'm a good poker player.
What about your, how's your computer?
Huh? Well, what? I don't
know. Apple computer?
Don't use one.
You know you don't use one?
Dial telephone in the Welsh household.
Typewriter.
Yeah, typewriter, dial telephone, Blackberry. And the only Blackberry is my favorite kind of ice cream.
Oh, it's delicious.
Me and Mrs. Welch will go down to the local Baskin Robbins and have some Blackberry ice cream. Sorry they went out of business.
Two scoops.
That concludes the birthdays. I'm not going to take broadcasting advice from some haircut. Rob, start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That's right, man. You better have some medical insurance or you're going to die. That's right, everybody. Ooh, you got to eat right and exercise? No, you don't. You need some coverage. Coverage will save your life. That's right. I mean, we all gonna die, but at least if you got some coverage, you will die on a mattress. That's right, man. When I was a kid, we didn't have no insurance. We didn't have a damn thing. You had to be damn near dead to see the doctor. That's right. You had to be way past Robitussin. That's all we had when I was a kid, Robitussin. No matter what you got, Robitussin better handle it. Daddy, I got asthma, Robitussin. I got cancer, Robitussin. I broke my leg, Daddy poured Robitussin on it. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get in there, boy. Yeah, boy, let that tussin get on down to the bone. Yeah, the tussin ought to straighten out the bone. It's good. If you run out of tussin, put some water in the jar, shake it up, more tussin. More tussin.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K in the Fiverplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded over 20 million times worldwide, and we're powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. Our show today is brought to you by our good friends at FanDuel.com. Mr. Murphy hopefully is going to make his appearance tomorrow.
Yes.
Where he will inform me what the starting lineup will be for me this week, because it is another week of fun on FanDuel.
Does the love affair continue?
Of course it does. I love it. It makes the NFL more fun for me. Yeah. And we're talking about 1 week fantasy football leagues for real cash money. And that is exciting to me because, you know, I am somewhat of a gambling fool.
Well, you know what, Oscar, years before we ever worked together, Mike wrote something on a wall in Memphis, Tennessee. What he wrote is that he's naked without cash.
Naked without cash. And FanDuel is so much fun. And, you know, all I know is I don't even remember. Was it Terrell something that was the Pryor. Quarterback for Terrell Pryor of the Oakland Raiders? I don't want him to be my guy this week.
Really?
Otherwise,
tough love,
Mr. Josh Murphy. You Katie, bar the door. What does that mean, incidentally?
That means look out because you're coming out with all your guns blazing.
Katie, bar the door.
I don't know who. It must be girl.
Okay, Katie Cole, bar the door, girl.
That's right, and actually go to the door to the bar.
Coming out with guns blazing, I'm very excited about this week. We're talking about 1 week fantasy football leagues on FanDuel for real cash, immediate weekly cash payouts, no waiting, no upfront fees, no season-long commitments. Play 1 week or every week. It doesn't matter.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter to me.
Thank you.
Tim Gunn could actually play.
Oh, that would be a good guy FanDuel. To play.
But this is the week. I just want to go on record. I've said this. Incidentally, I said back before 2013 even began.
Yes.
That the Red Sox were going to the World Series.
Yeah, well, you know what? Don't use them as your quarterback, though.
But I'm going to tell you now, and this is Thursday.
Yes.
And listen to this. This is very important.
Listen, Oscar.
My fantasy football team, there is going to be a windfall this week. This is the week that Josh Murphy will put together a lineup where something special is going to happen.
Josh Anthony.
I have a question for you. This something special.
Yes.
Does it involve the figure $25,000?
I don't want to be that. That's ridiculous.
Is it?
The chances of that happening are very
Mike,
small.
Mike, how many times have we said in the cover of night, someone has to win?
Well, FanDuel has paid out over $135 million this year, and we're gonna upset their world this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and use the code TMOS to sign up today. The new user special. The first 200 listeners to sign up will have their deposit matched up to $200. Absolutely, Rob.
That's 25,000.
$1,000.
You have to enter the code TMOS when you join. So go to FanDuel, put in, it doesn't matter if you put $25, if you put in $5, they'll match it for you.
Free money.
Use TMOS, that code, FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season, FANDUEL.com. Use the code TMOS to sign up today. Oh, what a great 24 hours we've had, huh?
All of us, yeah.
It's been very, very busy around here. My problem is, and I will go public with this, Rob has his technical issue. I have my technical issue.
Right, right.
And neither one of these technical issues is playing itself out. It seems like these companies that get all this money, these multi-billion dollar corporations like Apple and Facebook, when you have a problem, they're not really there for you.
Very frustrating. I will take 40% of the blame here. Because okay. You know what? In the past, I have updated things on my computer just because there is an update available.
Yes.
You are talking about Apple.
Yes. Right. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple. Yeah. They said, you know what you need to do? They said, hey, Rob, you know what you need to do? And I'm like, what, Apple? What should I do? They say, update to this new iOS 7.
It's the best.
And you know what?
That's the world of tech.
The initial run on it, and I think I heard you say, it's pretty good.
You
know what? I had it last Thursday night. I said, I can set this up, resync everything, go to bed, and everything will be fine. My life has been miserable since I touched iOS 7.
Because
I can't get the all I
your
do.
Your old stuff is not working with the new stuff.
Really, the only reason I ever bought myself an iPad, there does a lot of great stuff. It's great for playing compulsive. Mm-hmm. I can check email. I can search the web. But what I use the iPad for is here.
Is music.
Primarily. I needed something that I could carry 64 gig of music with me all the time. So when I'm here, I don't need stacks of CDs or albums or anything. Mm-hmm. I have it all in the iPad. And I've built an iTunes account that is beautiful.
How many songs do you have in your iPad?
In the iPad, I think it's like when it's a top speed, it's like 17,000 items of sound every day.
Jesus.
Rob.
But at home, computer is like at 46,000 that I can have access to.
Let's just stick to the iPad.
Okay,
this
looking at about 17,000 pieces of sound.
Take a breath.
I'm upset. I'm sorry.
And it's also so inside.
It's not.
It's like it is.
No, lots of people have iPads.
I know, but I'm saying the whole, when you're going into the minutia of it, what I'm saying is 17,000 pieces of audio that mm-hmm. we use for this show. And
daily.
The fact is, because you downloaded a new piece of software, iOS 7, it's not working for you. And you're not able to access on your iPad what you need to access. You're not able to transfer sound into your iPad. And therefore, it makes your job extremely difficult.
The last time I had a big problem was when the iPad wasn't playing well with an app I use called Soundboard.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I can understand that because Soundboard is built by Ambrosia.
That's minutia. Just keep it basically.
Okay, well, I'm getting there.
I'm just trying to help you here.
I understand.
I know you're very upset.
What I'm saying is this.
Like the first 10 minutes of this show to be somewhat listenable.
I can understand.
Yes, go ahead.
If one company makes something that doesn't work with another company's software, I can understand
that.
But
it's the same company.
But this is Apple's technology not talking to itself.
I'm going to paint in a broader stroke
here.
And realize that I have looked at people posting online about the fact that this new operating software is causing several problems for people. There are people that are getting...
It's still new.
It's all over all the board. Here's the issue, and this is kind of, to me, and I'm oversimplifying, I know, but I'm going to do it because I think it should be oversimplified. I think the problem is not enough of these companies recognize the need for oversimplification.
You're right.
Because they're tech people, and you have these massive companies that are working 24/7 to develop new gadgets and new software and new things, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. That's what innovation is all about. But the fact is...
it's an equation. He says, iOS 7 problem greater than world hunger.
It is a first world problem.
It truly, truly is.
It is a first world problem. Now, the man that's mocking this has not had any issues with
it. No, la.
I have not had any issues with it on my phone. I've actually, but I also look at it, and when I downloaded it, and when I did it overnight, and I came in here, I said, oh, okay, that's pretty. That looks fine. And I'm looking at that, and I'm saying to myself, okay, why don't you just work on what you have and making... There's so many issues with Apple products like iPhones. For example, anybody remember Siri? Remember that little map issue they had? Why don't you take all the screw-ups you've done
and fix those
before we launch? But that's not their business model.
No.
Their business model is creating new. And the same thing goes for our friends at Facebook, where they constantly tweak and they change. And I don't mind that, because that's what these companies
Evolution,
are about.
Evolution,
baby. But do it in a more deliberate way.
And be ready to stand behind it. Ready to stand by it. You know, I knew I was in trouble on Thursday when I saw this trouble. And I went into Google and I typed in iPad 2 and the letter R, and it completed what I was going to type. So many people have had this problem that it actually has autocomplete on Google, and there is nothing about it on the Apple forums. You know, they're not addressing it.
I didn't, and we could talk about this after the show, but I didn't update my iPad.
Okay.
And I didn't, at your advice, update mine either.
Yeah,
even,
but
even now they're begging me to.
What I would do, what I could do is loan you my iPad to run until they fix the problem.
Well, I've got 90 days on this one. 90 days, Jerry?
90 days, Jerry!
I'll be visiting the geniuses today, and I'll be borrowing one from them.
Just FYI.
Yeah, so, I appreciate that as a backup plan.
A tale of two corporate tech behemoths, Facebook and Apple.
Woe is me.
My situation is with Facebook, and my problem is much more manageable.
But it's the same that it's been.
But at the same time, maddening, because it has not been fixed, and we're closing in on the month and a half mark now, where this problem hasn't been fixed. And my situation is that I'll just say it simply for all you Facebookers out there. One of my, if you were using this for fun, one of the nice activities with Facebook is going to your newsfeed and just rolling through and seeing what the world is talking about.
Unlimited posts from people that you know.
Unlimited posts, and you just scroll. You can spend hours doing it. I like to keep my finger on the pulse of the 5,000 people that are friends of mine on Facebook and know what's going on. But more importantly, if we've got, say, a live show at the State Theater.
Yes.
I like giving people periodic updates like that. And the most important part for me is I like communicating with the fan base of this show that are on social networking websites and sending them messages.
Right.
None of which I can do with my computer now. The good news is I can do it with my phone. Something is in this computer or
it's
in Facebook.
Not the computer.
Or something is in
Can
something.
Can you admit you know, that, please?
No, I can't, because nobody's told me that. Nobody's definitively proven. Nobody's proven to me. Hold on. Nobody's proven to me. With supreme respect to your technology, you're not an engineer. And I've had this. I've had this go to Facebook, and I've been told by the engineering department at Facebook that, hold on, that this is not a Facebook problem.
Mike, you don't have to be an engineer to understand that when I load your page on this brand new MacBook Pro, I have the same problem.
Yeah, but here's the thing. What I'm telling you is there's someone at Facebook that actually took this to their tech guys, and they came back and said the opposite. That's all I'm telling you.
This is empirical evidence.
Right.
They could be wrong.
Yeah, but
you're in the room with me.
Yeah, this is true, but I'm saying no one on either side has proven to me definitively.
But I have shown you.
No, hold on a second. I know you show me, and I sit there and I see that you can't load my newsfeed. This is the problem we're talking about here.
Yes. Right.
And I can't load my newsfeed.
Yes.
We're talking about two separate computers.
Two separate machines.
Now, we're talking about a phone and the platform on the phone that is able to do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not perfectly, though. There are glitches all over. There are creepy crawlers within this program. And my point to you, Mr. Santana, is the fact that no one has shown me what the problem is.
So the very fact
that you can't get into it and I can't get into it, that doesn't show me that
it shows you that it's not the hardware is what I'm telling you.
Well, yeah, probably.
Probably.
I'm not sure, but
let's go to a third computer.
Oh, I am so not getting involved in this.
Well, what do you think? What's your opinion on it?
It's
been going on. Nobody's fixed it.
I stand by what I told you when I originally took it to the Genius Bar. I think it is something with Facebook.
Right.
Because every time we loaded it on a computer, we got the same thing.
Somebody has to prove to me what the problem is. I'm in agreement with both of you guys that is probably what it is, because
we
have multiple computers that are doing that.
I also understand.
But that doesn't help me.
I understand the frustration is, I mean, the only thing more frustrating than not solving a problem is not knowing what problem to solve. You don't know what direction to go to.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
And I have the people at the Genius Bar
that
said it's not a computer problem. That's fine.
Okay.
But the Genius Bar, in my opinion, I would love to have those wonderful nerds over there expand their horizons into the single largest social networking site in the world by maybe having a little knowledge about, because I ain't the first guy that's rolled up to that Genius Bar with a problem with Facebook. So my point is, yes, I understand it's not your hardware, and let's say it's not, and no one has shown me that it's definitively Facebook.
I think the fact that we've loaded it on, this is the fifth separate machine I've loaded it on,
right,
outside of this network,
right,
outside of this room,
mm-hmm,
and it's the same problem.
Then why would the Facebook people say that they loaded it on with a similar platform.
Yes.
So they used a computer, a Mac, like I had, a Mac AirBook, and they were able to
because
to
it's
load
an
it.
Easy answer. I'm showing you. Well, ask them, just
ask like
them
the,
for
but my point is, just like the Genius Bar, it was an easy answer
but,
to say that's
but
a Facebook
the Genius
problem.
Bar, F Facebook. I'm showing you in the room. It's me, your boy, Fantana.
Yeah, but the fact is, I don't. If there's no one has
ask Facebook for a screenshot.
What the problem is.
I can't.
Would you? Let me ask you this. You're saying that it's not. I'm saying to you that even though we are doing this with multiple different devices.
On different browsers as well.
On different browsers.
Yes.
You know, I still, that's all well and good, but my issue is, then where is it?
Well,
I got Facebook people saying it's nowhere. Well, nobody can find it. So let me just simplify
who are you going to trust? The guy in the room that's showing you empirical evidence?
I am not telling you.
Or someone
you,
that said, hey, I got an email from someone that really doesn't care, that doesn't have invested interest in actually fixing this. Here you go.
Here's the only point. I'm looking at it almost like I would as any kind of consumer.
Right.
We're both up against it here because this technology we have, when customer service and people that are smarter than we are
allegedly
should be available to the consumer with these multi-billion dollar companies, and it should be better. They should be better at the Genius Bar. They should be, they're non-existent on Facebook. If Andrew Langer didn't have a contact.
That's right.
I've sent multiple reports
are
to Facebook.
Are you sure that
and
person's
nothing.
Really with Facebook?
I have no idea.
They're at Libertarian
is
Facebook.
Is it at a Facebook address that you're emailing them to?
You know what? I can check for you, but I have, you know.
It's at in this yahoo.ru.
Here's my password and email.
Right.
Enjoy.
You know, it's. Yes.
The watches are continuing to arrive at my house.
At FB.com.
Yeah, he's probably.
Would indicate that this is a person that works
there.
You
are probably emailing a lobbyist. We need a hotline. No, a direct line. Please make my life better.
No, but
Fantana's asking you right here.
This person referred to their support team that was able to load my newsfeed correctly. That's all.
I need to see a screenshot to believe that.
So
I do.
But once again, it leaves me with this. Nothing has been corrected.
No.
I don't want to harp on the issue, but can you at least say, Oscar, it clearly isn't the hardware.
We're going to take a break on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills, and we'll actually start trying to entertain you after
that. Here we go.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Amazon is the one place to go for everything you need. Do you love music? Sure you do. Yeah, you can get music there too. Here's the thing. We were talking about this. My wife and I were literally having this conversation yesterday as we were driving along. How I know it's been out there for a long time. I know they've been a partner with the Mike O'Mara Show for a long time. It still doesn't take away from the fact that it is a wonderful place to do your shopping.
It's the best.
Because it's just so damn convenient. Carla wanted me to ask our listeners to get in touch with me regarding Amazon, and please send me your suggestions. I would love to hear from you as to the different items that you've ordered on Facebook. Because, you know, the possibilities, we say it a lot, it's a copy point, on Amazon are endless. But the fact is, I'd love to hear the kind of convenience that you've added to your life by going to the Mike O'Mara Show page and clicking on Amazon, because you can get so many different products. And, you know, mine this week was the microwave, and it was just so damn quick and easy and convenient. And every time you go through Mike O'Mara Show's page to do that, it's the number one way of supporting the show.
Mike, you've had like a remote access to your cars, I imagine, for the past 10 years, where you buy like a little fob and you unlock your car. It comes to the dealer, right?
Yep.
You go to the dealer, sometimes it can cost anywhere from $200 and $300, $400.
Right.
A new key fob.
Mm-hmm.
I ordered a new key fob for my vehicle for only $70.
It's
it's what
amazing Oscar
what
mentioned,
you can find.
That's something we probably don't even talk about as much as we should. That, you know, it's not just because it's the convenience, it's because the price points on Amazon are mind-blowing in
exceptional.
Some cases.
Didn't have to go anywhere, didn't have to pick anything up, came to the home.
And it's still fun to get packages in the mail.
Today and every day, save money and support the show. Click the Amazon link at MikeO'MaraShow.com and bookmark it today. All right, so listen, we had to vent because it was simply, it's a problem that with me, and I forget it continuously. I forget that I not only can't look at a news feed, I can't send messages to people. I can't access my messages unless I track down another device to use. And it's very frustrating because outside of doing this show, my and prepping this show and sitting down, I really kind of tap into what's going on with our listener base kind of through Facebook. That's what I use.
Well, yeah.
So it's been really a month and a half of me dealing with this, and it's
each
been
and
very,
every
very
morning. Do you each and every morning do you open up your laptop and go, like maybe it's going to be fixed somehow?
I'm past that stage.
Oh, are you?
I wasn't that.
But
stage
you did
for
that
a
for a while.
It's just a drag, yeah. You know. But as Oscar mentioned, world hunger much more important.
Exactly,
and it is.
I'm
it
a
is
little
true.
Hungry myself.
It is. So yesterday, and I want everybody to listen to Omericast this particular week because I have my interview with Marcus Serta.
It was scheduled for 30 minutes, was it not?
Yeah.
How long did it go?
About 35, 40 minutes. And we always go a little bit over. But
have you ever overstayed your welcome?
Here's the thing with Serta.
He gets billed for the extra. It's in a half hour increments, correct?
He's
that's yeah, Mike. You're going to have to pay as you exit.
I try to figure Marcus Serta up. When Mark started doing the, you know, Marcus Serta started doing the support show Omericast, I immediately listened to it and said, hey, this guy's, you know, he's a broadcaster. It
yep.
sounds really
working
good.
Hard.
He's a super P1 fan of this show, and
sure.
it sounds fantastic. And then we hung out with him, I think, in Portland, Maine a little bit, and he came down here.
You should correct that. What happened is he just kept showing up in Portland, Maine.
No, stop. You're too mean to him.
Am I?
He does a great job.
I listen to every episode,
yeah.
and I love him. Of the three people on the show, he's my favorite.
May I add something? And I consider Marcus a friend.
Yes, so do I.
So yesterday I was at TMSoft headquarters, and we're working on the new Michael Mara Show app,
right?
Which is going to include Omericast.
Right. Oh, that's awesome.
So Todd wrote some fresh code. We're seeing how it works. And every show that came up was like, boom, you could hear it right away.
Right.
Except for Omericast. There's a gap of time, and I don't know how tightly you edit, Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
Good 17 seconds before your show starts.
Really?
People start looking at their phone, and they're like, is this show loading?
You mean like he's got leader tape
yeah.
on it? I hate to go old school, but that's essentially what we're getting there.
Why don't you splice that off?
Yeah.
I have spent time with him. We've all spent time with him. How do I describe this? Talking to Marcus is... it's especially when it's in the format of doing his show. And no, it's the way he is privately, too, because
yep.
I've had private conversations with him. It's like you can say anything to the guy, and it's not going to... I don't know what it is.
I know
it's
what
not going
to
hit home.
He is not an objective... It's like taking a subjective test or an objective test. With him, he's going to ask you a question, and you're going to answer it by filling in the dot. It's not an essay question with a follow-up, because he's got exactly what he wants to cover.
He's got right. the top 10 questions.
Yeah.
Right.
Dave's top 10. Serta's top 10, right?
That's right.
That he's going to go to.
Right.
So you could go to question 3, and you're like, yeah, you know what? I just came back from the doctor's, like, as you mentioned earlier. There's a spot in my liver, but it, you know, we're hoping for the best. We're praying.
Right.
And right.
then he goes straight to question 4.
That's right.
It.
No follow-up.
That's it.
So
no follow-up. Were any of his cohorts with you yesterday?
No, nope,
just
me and Marcus talking. Mm. And when I would answer a question, I suddenly realized about 3 questions into it that I would answer a question, and I could have said, and by the way, I'm planning to jump out of an airplane without a parachute with a large explosive device attached to my back, and I'm not going to tell you what city it's going to be.
Right.
Okay. When the other guys left the show... was there, and it's just like, you know, God, man, dude,
he's focused. You know what? Really, what you're doing is you're paying a high compliment.
Yeah. Sure,
he's focused.
He's also coming down to Omericon with 12 people from New England, which
Woo!
Is terrific. All
I'm
the way
man.
From
good
Burlington,
man.
Vermont, with a busload of 12 people. That's fantastic.
The Serta train, choo.
He'll bring. Come on, ride the train and ride it. He'll bring his sidekicks. Steve
oh,
Mermelstein.
Oh, really?
And Jason Cote.
Now, see, here's the number one
or
fan.
Or Cote.
Oh, yeah,
he knows
guy.
Steve Mermelstein.
Yeah. yeah.
Mermelstein and...
Well, it's more like...
Flagon Slang.
I'll be coming along with you, Marcus, if I can get the time off.
The best marmalade in Vermont.
It is. It's made with fresh orange peel.
Mermelade and steam.
So, it's Omericast. You know how to get it, right? You go to MichaelMaraShow.com. You can click on Omericast.
Yes.
You can go to Omericast.com.
Or go to your podcast app and just search Omericast.
Omericast. Mm-hmm. And and that's and I answered almost all of his questions except about WTNT.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, that's it. I didn't feel like talking.
What did he want to know?
That.
How to spell it?
No, he said, you make some jokes about WTNT. What's the reason for that? I said, no comment.
Do you
I had fun with him that way.
Do you ever read between the lines?
Yeah. And, yeah.
Does it ever sound like I'm on the Esser when I'm interviewing you?
Why does the fidelity constantly change on my show?
Well,
Well, Mike, it's been a slice of heaven as usual.
So he's an interesting lad.
I love Marcus.
I love Marcus. And Marcus, really, to have a show that supports this show and talks about this show, we're honored to have Marcus Serta in the fold. And we look forward to seeing him November 9th. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll bring him up on stage for a little bow. Or maybe bring him down to the front of the stage and let him wave.
Maybe just let him stay in the lobby and you can go see him if you want to.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint, a lot of you are sending not only your business cards, but pictures of those brand new iPhone cases to us. Vistaprint wants to remind you it's still the best deal in the world. 250 premium business cards for $10, shipping included. Just go to www.vistaprint.com. Click on the icon in the upper right-hand corner. Put our code in TMOS. And another great thing about the business cards from Vistaprint, the quality of the paper, the paper stocks, it's fantastic. You can get Matt. You can get all the different stocks.
Matt is the guy I talk to when I call Vistaprint.
Exactly.
Matt Stock?
Yeah, Matt Stock.
You can upgrade to premium glossy. You can get regular glossy. I remember regular glossy. Oh, man, she ate so much oatmeal.
Yeah, she was so flamboyant.
You can personalize these cards to your heart's content, add text, move things around, change fonts and colors. You can even add custom backsides.
Hey.
I've always wanted a custom backside.
I'll show you mine.
There are plenty of options to make the card that says you. Don't delay. Order your 250 high-quality premium business cards, only $10 today, and get your shipping included. Just go to Vistaprint.com and click the Heard Us on TV radio button in the upper right-hand corner. Put our code in TMOS, and that's great. We're excited about
that. Oh, it's the best. They are fantastic. Really, really a great outfit.
I went down to the University of Mary Washington last night.
I forgot. Nice. You made a road trip.
Yep, and you know, my daughter is very active in the field hockey, the club field hockey that they have at Mary Washington.
And what is, I mean, is that not like a school
not a
sanctioned
varsity,
thing?
Not a, okay. Sanctioned insofar as the club intramural sports are
right.
Sanctioned. And she's getting into it, and she hasn't played for years, and she's real good at it. And so she has practice on Wednesday night. So we have to go down on my old man's schedule. She's not available until 7:30. So it's about an hour away, and we picked the younger daughter up, and we hauled down
there. I'm glad
there.
You took her, too.
But it's a haul. It's just as far as late night to go down there. Everybody was tired. Everybody was worn out. Catherine was worn out. Elizabeth was worn out. Carla was worn out.
How about the baby?
The baby was rocking and rolling.
Of course.
You know, he's hungry, and then he's worn out.
Yeah.
that's the cycle he's on now. Hungry, worn out. Hungry, worn out.
I'm on the same cycle.
So we head down there, and as I'm talking to Carla and Elizabeth in the car, and Oscar, you should have been in the back seat too, because you would have fit right in with this group. It's basically, it starts.
Hey.
Well, no, because you and I are kind of dads and we're old farts.
But you know what? I like to be invited.
But the thing that I get, the vibe that I get, and I love it.
Right.
I like it from him. I like it from my daughters. Maybe I like it too much.
What's
know?
That? Are
Maybe they... daddy ought to just be demanding a little more respect from everybody.
Oh, because you are the bullseye?
Yes.
Yeah.
You get respect when it counts.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do. But the thing is, Carla and Elizabeth start talking. And I just watched the conversation evolve into, you know, I've said something incorrect. And it's just going to...
Roughly how much time does it take from the sentence, the weather sure has been nice this week, to your dad is a screw-up?
It goes from, it's 10 minutes into the car ride.
Wow. What'd you say?
It can be anything.
Oh, okay.
I can say something along the lines of, man, oh man, God, it's hot in this car. It's boiling in this car.
No, it's not.
You know, it's a. We, why don't we just put the auto function on the air in here? It'll be better.
Don't need to do that.
You know, and it just goes. You know, and it starts from there.
Is it you and Carla in the front seat?
This.
Carla was in the front seat. Carla was in the back seat with the baby, and Elizabeth was up front.
Okay, so you're actually fighting for thermal control with her.
You're surrounded.
Our total time with the and I love this. This is the very first time. This was my immediate family all together at a dining table, and I just want to. This is a little advice for my son. Son, you grow up fast.
Yeah.
I need an ally.
Yeah, you do.
I need an ally in that environment. Okay.
And also
it's a female dominated environment.
Don't hang too much importance on him being an ally. Because right now I've got a 10-year-old who is just as bad.
You know, and because he's gonna be young and hip.
They love their moms.
He's gonna be Yeah. Hey, it's my life. I'll accept it. The whole gang was at the
What you'll get at 10 is God, Dad, why are you against me? Why don't you want me to do good? Why don't you do, that's not what you want.
I hope I don't have that.
You will. Because
my kids don't do that, but it's
old
just.
Old Pedro Moreno.
I give them.
Yoga girl.
I give them a lot of joy. I give them a lot of joy.
You are the jester. Yeah.
It's like awesome, no matter what I do.
I love that you love that, though.
I do love it. That's awesome. It is the moment. I am happiest in that environment. There is nothing that makes me happier. And I'm sitting here just getting barbs thrown at me right now.
Do they ever cross the line?
Maybe twice a year.
Do they
know? And that's when I'll go, that's enough.
Oh, God. Okay.
But you know
that's
what?
Enough.
Mike, in a different dynamic. Yes. It's kind of what you've done your entire career is just bust balls.
Yeah.
Right?
And have my balls
yes.
busted.
Yeah.
It's the way you communicate. Here's the positive of this. I'm not going to go into the details of it, but it was just, we had maybe a 45-minute dinner. After we finally picked Catherine up, went up to the dorm room.
Brief, man.
The actual sit-down. Everybody was tired. I wanted to find a place close to campus where we could, you know, Catherine had to study for chemistry or biology or one of the exams she has, and Elizabeth had to get back and study for her test. So everybody's on, Carla's wiped out.
Did you pay for dinner?
Of course I paid for
dinner. And you know what? Same policy
as her student card.
Same policy as always,
$5.99. She didn't use her student. It was $5.99.
Oh, you know what?
That would have saved me like 15 bucks.
Really, Oscar, any policy is always the same, is anything off the dollar menu.
So we find a restaurant literally across the street from the campus, and it was a little mom and pop place. It was fine. And I want to say in that 45 minutes.
O'Mara's too?
No, nothing like that. Oh. Not a bar. More like a real, like, kind of a folksy little.
Oh, it's nice.
Homemade
local
stuff.
Was it crowded?
No.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
It was, you know, and when you, now I notice one thing. When you walk into a restaurant with an infant.
Yeah.
And this is how quiet it is. And there are like three tables that are full. You don't like that.
No, you start sucking air through your teeth.
I like the actual din because you look down, you never know when the baby's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, and so it was kind of quiet. But I just want to say, in the 45 to an hour that we sat at the table, my God, I laugh as much as I do on this show. It is so much fun because, you know, it was not just me last night. It was everybody.
Everyone was on fire. And you know what? It happens
everybody
when
was
you're
exhausted.
Well, when you're tired, it's like being hungover.
It was funny.
You pull back on your filters and stuff that is very funny but perhaps less than appropriate sneaks out.
I was told by Carla, and then, of course, it was verified by Catherine and Elizabeth,
of
that
course,
I was laughing.
One lies, the other swears to it.
I was laughing too loudly because they were all cracking me up because
You tell them that laughter bought that education.
All I know is, I'll tell you the whole thing.
Okay,
here we go.
Stupid. We were so exhausted.
Love this.
Elizabeth gets a piece of rice in her hair, and it's sitting there on the top of her head. And Elizabeth is talking, and Catherine says, "What is that?" And then Carla says, "What is that too?" And everybody's eating, and we take the Carla reaches over to Elizabeth. And reaches into her hair, like a good stepmom should, and takes out the little piece of rice.
Oh, most mysterious piece of rice. Where does it come from?
And begins to examine it. And we're all exhausted. We're all tired. And she's looking at it. And then, you know, like when you're exhausted, it becomes this laser focus of the table.
Of course.
What is that? What can you identify it like this? And meanwhile, Carla is eating her burger.
And staring at the rice.
And she's eating this giant burger because she never eats bad. So when she does, it's just funny to watch because it looks unusual. She's got a huge like burger bite in her mouth. And she looks at me and she goes, "You look like a booger." And we lost it.
Wow,
we
I lost guess
it
so.
We lost it like we were drugged.
Yeah.
We're sitting there just going, you know, everybody is just roaring. And then we're laughing to the point where, you know, one of the tables on the other side of us looks at us. And meanwhile, Michael Jr., you know, sitting there in the car seat, you know, on the table, you know, it's going. And it was just, all I want to say is, You guys know that we have good days, we have great days, we have some days that are more difficult than others. Right. Yesterday fell into the category for the show. We were taking a lot, we were doing a lot of business on a lot of levels, and it was exhausting. And I needed that. That was my breath of fresh air.
That's perfect.
And it was just so much fun. And the long and short of it is that my daughter seems very, very happy at the university. But the comment that was made by my youngest daughter, ooh, as we were driving down there, kind of stop me and my tracks. Well, this is a dorm floor that is co-ed, and the comment that was made to me was that Catherine is very popular. That's what that's the music you hear when daddy hears that, you know, and then after
that can be praise as well as maybe, something to be worried
or
about.
Or like maybe in the tutoring crowd.
Look, she's a good
leader.
Kid. Yeah. My daughter's a sweetheart. She's a good kid. However, we went up to the dorm for the first time. And as soon as I was introduced to the first dorm room, it was like, hi, this is Shelly. Hi, mm-hmm. this is and this is Baseball Mike or whatever. And I'm like going,
shirtless.
Oh, does he live in the room right here? And she goes, yeah, no. My college days.
His name's Mike.
There were co-ed dorms. Do you remember? I went to college back in the day when a co-ed dorm was a big deal, where you had
different floors.
But we were on different floors.
Odd number floors for the gentlemen and even number for the ladies.
It's very weird to see that they are on the same floor.
My first school in New England,
yes,
you had to sign into the girls' dorm. It was like an old school.
As
you know?
It should be.
And I remember walking in, and it was weird because it's these old Victorian houses that are converted into dorms.
Right.
And I was like, this is weird. My friends that go to WVU, they don't have to deal with this BS.
Time machine,
just roll in anywhere you want.
Yeah, just roll in, lay pipe, roll out.
Meanwhile, over at your daughter's college, it's like Starship Troopers. They're all showering together.
Oh, that imagery. Oh, no, that imagery. No.
Can I use your towel?
Sure.
Sure. No. I don't have a towel. Oh,
God. I prefer to air dry. Oh, stop it. You're killing me.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I have my elderly moment, which they all play into, you know, because I mention this all the time. My wife is closer in age to my daughters than she is to me.
Right.
So
did they ask to see your student ID?
We have this moment, and we're sitting there waiting outside, and Kat says, I'll come down and let you in. And she comes
down. You wait in the car.
And we're standing out in front of the quad. We're right in front of her dorm. And she comes down to let us in. And I think at some point during the evening, I mentioned the fact is, this is so funny. I looked at her and I said, well, you had to come down and let us in. I said, and Catherine's talking about getting a job.
Yes.
Maybe as an RA. I said, well, you can do that. She wants a job where she can do her homework.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because the waitress job that she had down there didn't work for her.
One of the best homework jobs is, do they have someone at the front desk that like monitors?
Rob, you're as old as I am. You're an old fart like I am. That's
I suspected that to be like at the desk and you have to show your ID.
Rob.
Is that a bottle of vodka in your hand?
Rob, welcome to, because you're old enough now where you missed this too. When I went to it was exactly what I said. Well, you know what? We had a kid that got paid that sat down at the front desk, always reading, always doing her homework.
Yeah, some nerd neck.
Yeah, I remember the name of the one. She was hot. Angie Benitez.
But she probably had a 4.0 because all you do
is read.
Is you study. Yeah. You study down there and... And Catherine looks at me kind of quizzically and goes, well, why would we need somebody at the front desk? I'm like, well, somebody to check your ID. He said, Dad, we have swipe cards for our ID.
Ding.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm an old man.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, welcome to the
world.
You don't need to show an ID. You swipe the thing and get it. It's like getting into a hotel after midnight.
Wow.
But is it a dry
campus?
That's
the technology. Well, I mean, of course, I think they're all dry.
I'm surprised because then you can be
21.
You can carry the vodka bottle when you swipe in because you get by the person with the eyes.
Yeah, because we used to have to go from dorm to dorm to dorm.
Right.
We used to, this is a whole effing thing, at Dean College. We would take.
Hey, Dean.
Hey, everybody.
We would take all the beers because you'd buy a 30-pack of like Beast or Natty.
Oh, the worst.
Whatever you're rolling with for the
Anytime
night.
Anytime beer comes in a number of 30, it's crap beer.
I hate to say this, but they should. It should be 18. It shouldn't be
it
this
should
big
be,
a deal.
Yeah.
You're right.
So many kids that can't handle it get in trouble.
So in my, I would say, when I was 18, 19, I was a yo boy, right? So I had the poofy jacket. I had the Nautica sweatpants that were huge.
I got your
boy?
12-pack, bitch.
Yeah, but no.
You call yourself a yo boy?
I was a yo boy.
Yo boy.
Yeah, and I remember putting together this plan where my friends and I, because you bundle up in New England, we tape all the beers to our chest
it's great.
And
like
back.
Terrorists.
So we'd have to set each other up before we'd go out from dorm to dorm. So then you get to the next location, you'd have to take everything off and rip the beers off.
And would you go to multiple locations where you'd have to load up again?
Yes, it was a bitch.
God, you know what? Boy. It was so easy at VCU. What you would people would have the rolling suitcases like for a carry-on.
Right.
Like you would take one to a flight and you'd see them walking down Gray Street and you'd hear clink, 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 you clink. Because they have a suitcase full of bottles like idiots.
It was 18. I was 18. And the legal age was 18.
You used to go down to Maggie's.
I remember Baltimore playing Pittsburgh in the World Series.
Yeah.
And we had a Baltimore contingent. We had a Pittsburgh contingent. I vividly remember one of my beer memories is one of my classmates sitting there in the lounge area of the McDowell Terrace at American University getting pissed off because Pittsburgh, I think, had gotten screwed. No, Baltimore had gotten screwed and thrown his beer against the wall. That's it. We were Animal House. We didn't have all that. We didn't have to do all this clandestine stuff where we were jumping around. But, you know, she looked at me like, Dad, why would we have somebody when we've got the we've got the key cards that so you can't get into the
security.
Dorm without, your own room key.
It seems to me that would be less effective somehow.
You still need somebody.
Rob, no, they don't have them.
You got to have somebody.
That's not the way it works. I think maybe at certain schools, but most schools, I think they use the technology.
No. They just go with your fob.
And you know
West Virginia, they had a fob.
They had a fob.
Yeah. Really? And you know what? That also beats the thing is because to get in, you had a sticker, a color-coded sticker that you put on the back of your ID, and a big deal was to go and just get a color photocopy of your sticker, and then you could be a member of any dorm.
You
just changed it. You say, where are you? Johnson Hall? Yes. Orange. Here I am. No, no. Rhodes Hall. Oh, dark red. Here I am.
She's up on the one of the upper floors, and so she comes down and lets us all in, and we've got the baby in tow, so we're bringing the baby in, and I had my one first embarrassing moment.
Did they have
kids
sign
going
you
back
in?
And forth. No.
Or let you in?
No, they just let us in, and so we come walking in, and don't shake your head. You're going to freak me out if you start shaking your head like
that. Well, that's okay. That baseball player's down the hall.
That's right. Mike, the baseball player. Tight as Tupperware, Oscar. It'll be fine.
5% body fat.
I couldn't get off the campus without embarrassing my daughter one time.
How did
and
you
so
know?
She goes to the elevator, opens it up. Carly goes in. Elizabeth goes in. The baby's in there. I'm coming down behind everybody.
Of course.
And, no, I think I was carrying the baby. And I said, hey, where's the party tonight?
Oh,
and
like, no.
And then she goes,
oh,
and she goes, Dad, get on the elevator. Dad, hey, just want to know, Wednesday's kind of a slow party night. You know? And then I met a couple of the guys on the floor near her. You know, I'm like,
sure.
Happy Wednesday, gentlemen. And I'm just chugging along, you know, being a...
Well, you know what?
Thornton Mellon.
Remember
Thornton
how
Mellon.
You were...
I was Thornton Mellon.
Do you remember...
I was.
You were worried that...
Fat guy with a golf shirt. Oh.
You were worried that she was
actually,
popular?
I have my polo shirt with all those obnoxious colors.
Oh, pretty.
Hey, if you want to be thin, you hang out with fat people.
Remember how you said you were worried that she was popular?
Yes.
I think you solved that.
I'll tell you, though, the baby was popular.
Really?
Oh, the baby was so popular.
Did they think you were taking a class on human development? And it was just like one of the
a
dolls.
Plastic baby.
Yeah, plastic baby.
Keep them alive for a month.
They do that in high school.
Sorry.
We're up there, and all the you know, some of the kids are, oh, baby, look at the little baby. You know what Elizabeth did? What? We pick Elizabeth up at her mother's house. Welcome to my complicated world.
Yes.
Then we go over to my sixth divorce, and then we stop and we pick Elizabeth up. Elizabeth bought little UMW. University of Mary Washington socks for the baby.
Oh, that's nice.
Cool.
And that was a smash hit. Yeah. And it was cool. And we walked into the dorm and got to meet one of her roommates that was hanging out there.
Was she goth?
No, she was very smart. You know what
Lots
I noticed?
Of eyeliner.
You know what I noticed? The smarts. They're so bright.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
so smart. And,
is it different than coming into the studio?
It's so different. We're such idiots.
Did you notice anything else?
As far as the room.
Oh, Oscar, don't even follow up.
Oh, he's going to write something
horrible. This is going to be really bad. I hate when he takes my
whiteboard.
This is
like when we're going to the end of the break here, and it's killing me.
No, it's okay. It's all good.
I think it's fine.
Listen to this show.
Get ready to be heard. All right.
Now, why would he notice that?
Can I be honest with you?
Please.
Yeah.
On this particular trip, while that is probably obviously true, and that was in my mind.
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
And you know what, Oscar?
No, not sloppy.
No, but keep in mind.
But I didn't think in those terms. I really didn't. It was too much baby
over a month,
and family and all that.
Over a month into the semester, they're feeling the effects of the dining hall.
Yeah.
Hey, I got
a lot of food all over the dorm.
Yeah. One question for both of you. Loyola University.
Yes.
Oh,
outside of Baltimore.
Yes.
Right, or in Baltimore.
Yes.
I thought Loyola was in Chicago.
No, I think.
They have two.
Oh, okay.
They're two Loyolas.
Yes. Oh.
And I just I
one in is it, California.
I'm thinking about she's got a field hockey thing up there, and I'm wondering whether I should
go.
You know, I'm thinking about taking the scoot up. And,
I don't know how the parking's going to be, but if you want to see her play the game,
Oscar's writing something else down.
No, it's okay. You know, I just want to be a pig.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me see your right hand.
Okay, yeah. Nice handwriting, by the way.
Campus.
You know what? That handwriting's probably what kept him out of a good school.
It's a tight campus. Fantastic. Anyway, I'm a blessed man. I am very, very lucky to have all these wonderful human beings in my life that I'm financially responsible for.
Good job, Mike.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. How's that function? I got three favorite cards that you'd
make it a function. Yeah. You're a fan of Jack Sheldon.
Jack Sheldon, formerly the trumpet player for the Merv Griffin Orchestra.
Great voice.
Fantastic. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This really is how a lot of people learned about math and grammar and the alphabet and all that good stuff.
If everyone's good tomorrow, I'll play Lolly, 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 Get Your Adverbs Here.
Oh, that's one of my all-time favorites. Did you grow up with that?
A little bit.
Schoolhouse Rock?
Yeah. Schoolhouse Rock rocks. This segment of the program brought to you by Omericon 2013. We are live at the State Theater Saturday nights, November 9th at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. It's the weekend. You're getting paid. Get tickets for somebody if you're not going yourself.
Wasn't it that Rusty Ford song, Friday Night, Just Got Paid?
Just got paid. Got my music, bought my tickets. We're once again joined by Mickey Coachella, most recently of the 98 Rock Morning Show, an all-around funny dude. As usual, there'll be lots of music and door prizes and audience interaction.
Yeah, boy.
Save the date. That is Saturday, November 9th. Do more than that. Buy your tickets today. They are on sale at MikeOmeraShow.com or at the State Theater in Falls Church website for Omericon 2013. And incidentally, I'll have the State Theater website on this copy.
Good.
That's what I should have. Superhero costumes are optional. We are looking forward to seeing you for a fantastic night for Omericon 2013.
You know what it is? It's our tightest show ever.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Pressure is building on fractious House Republicans over legislation to prevent a partial government shutdown, as the Democratic-led Senate is expected to strip a Tea Party-backed plan to defund Obamacare from the bill. As the Senate telegraphed its moves, House Republicans deliberated an array of imperfect options on both the temporary spending bill required to avert a shutdown and the separate measure to permit the government to borrow almost $1 trillion to keep paying its bills. Blah-de-la-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. It goes on and on. Anything to say about this, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm just so pleased to see that the people that we put in office are really out for the common good.
They're really out to take care of you.
Way to go.
Yeah, bastards.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing?
Leaders of the nation's largest Somali community say some of their young men are still being enticed to join the terror group that has claimed responsibility for the deadly mall attack in Kenya. This is scary.
You know, I was in touch, speaking of Somali youth, I was in touch with little Jabril last week.
Little Jabril.
And he's doing okay, and I will remind him not to get involved with any terror
groups.
Please. It's really scary.
It is.
6 years have passed since Somali American fighters began leaving Minnesota to become part of Al-Shabaab. Now the Somali community is dismayed over reports that a few of its own might have been involved in the violence at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi. No confirmation on that yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting that you have a community over here where they leave their third world country, their incredibly impoverished...
For a better life.
For coming over for a better life. They come over here, they realize that they're getting pooped on, probably.
Sure.
And they get dismayed, and, you know, still no reason to join a terrorist organization.
Did you say it's Minnesota where they settled?
That's a Somali stronghold.
There anyone that's offered explanation as to why it seems like such a random place for them to gather?
They like hockey.
No.
Well, they saw it on this Little House on the Prairie.
Right.
Do you remember when we stormed the beaches in Somalia, where they had the famine, they had that civil war going down?
Yeah.
Black Hawk Down.
There was a lot of people that came over here as really political refugees.
Sure.
The government, the way they set it up, they just picked different towns, including Portland, Maine.
Really?
To have these populations really, they get to live there, they assimilate there, and they grow up there.
Kind of give them a leg up.
There's a place in Portland, Maine that's called Little Somalia.
Yeah, it's really? Right, yes. By Bingas.
Yeah.
You remember?
Nice plug.
But it's close. You're absolutely right. It is close.
A Las Vegas area teenager who had been sought in the U.S. and along the Mexican border following the butcher knife slayings of his mother and younger brother, he was arrested as he sat alone in a food court on the Las Vegas Strip. an unidentified tipster who recognized Adrian Navarro Canales from media reports told Henderson police that the 16-year-old was at the food court at the Showcase Mall. Police spokesman Keith Paul gave us that report. Navarro Canales offered no resistance when police approached him at about 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday. This is a big story out on the West Coast.
Wow.
So it's weird. Just that he's, you know, he's sitting there. I hope he wasn't eating. It's gross.
Yeah, you know what? I have to think it's got to be some sort of mental imbalance at play there.
No, I think he's perfectly normal. Yeah. The supply is running low.
Point and counterpoint. You don't get that on any other show.
The supply is running low, and you know there won't be more. I'm late to the party, but I can track with you on this. Breaking Bad stands to leave its fans reeling. For five seasons of wickedness, this AMC drama has set viewers face-to-face with the repellent but irresistible Walter White.
Walter.
And the dark world he embraced as he spiraled into evil. With the end imminent, incidentally, it's going to be Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you're going to catch up in time where you'll even watch that.
Well, I would only need...
You're going to watch that. I know that,
Have
Oscar.
You hit the last 8 episodes yet?
No, because I'm gonna watch it on the marathon on AMC.
Ooh,
any way to get
you.
Those online? Because
yes.
I don't know if there is... talk to me after the show about that. Who can say what fate awaits the teacher turned drug lord for the havoc he has wreaked on everyone around him.
Oh, I hate havoc.
Well, this, Rob, is more than the end of a TV series. It's a cultural moment. This is a huge television
right.
show. And we'll see what happens. And it comes up 9 p.m. And he bagged a Best Drama Emmy and even scored this week's cover of the New Yorker magazine.
There
so,
you go.
Way to go, Walter White. Congratulations. And I can't wait. I hope I am caught up with everything in time to see the finale on Sunday
night.
I want to watch that live.
I saw the greatest prediction. It's not a spoiler alert. Just a prediction is how the show ends, is that he goes into witness protection and it becomes... comes Malcolm's father in Malcolm in the Middle.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Way to go.
Wouldn't that be something?
That's good. You know, it's amazing how you can pull something that you're not interested in. That's good. We all know O.J. Simpson is evil, right?
Well, yes. You know what? He was found innocent.
I'm not a fan.
And this just proves it. This is a great story. And it might be true, but it might not because it's this source. And,
okay.
But you know what? They've gotten some legitimacy with their lawsuits.
Who's the source?
The National Enquirer
says. Oh, they're fantastic.
They say he was caught stealing oatmeal cookies from the prison cafeteria.
Oh, Juice. Juice, what are you doing?
Mike.
Stealing oatmeal cookies.
Yes.
Just quickly, because I did a little research for you.
Yes.
Through the MikeOMaraShow.com website.
Yes.
That Amazon tab.
Right.
You can get all the latest Breaking Bad shows on Amazon.
Really?
Ooh.
Stream it through Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Very exciting.
And you know what? If I am not mistaken, if you are an Amazon Prime member.
Yes.
That is free.
Really?
Yes.
That's exciting. Mm. Mean I don't have to pay for it?
What does free mean?
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right. A source says
Shut
about
up, Matt.
About Juice. The source says, quote, he just stood there with a goofy grin on his face as the guard kept digging inside his shirt and throwing the cookies on the floor.
Seems like he's grinning. Seems like a horrible waste.
The source adds, quote, eating his favorite foods is the only enjoyment he has left.
Do you think he's getting fat?
I think he looked like he was a little heavy the last time I saw him when he had that parole hearing.
Yeah.
Certainly not the weight when he was running through the airport.
Was it a parole hearing or was he there
It
to...
was a parole hearing on one of his charges.
That's right. That's right.
And it was on Judge Alex, right?
God. And now a little something something.
Oh, thank you.
There's nothing worse than reaching out to pet a real-life giraffe.
Good night, everybody.
A wacky show.
I should change my delivery. You know, thanks, Tom Curran. We all love animals. No, there's nothing worse than reaching out to pet a real-life giraffe, and suddenly he mounts you.
Mike, do that delivery again.
This is a News 4 News Break.
Take a look at the Washington Monument on a beautiful Sunday morning here. You know, I was mounted by a giraffe last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, actual full penetration. Oh. Thank you, Angie. Great to be with you here. Give me that. I love that. Let me use that again.
Okay.
I love that.
This is a News 4 News Break.
Alabaster skies mounting a giraffe in the Washington, D.C. area. What a beautiful day it is. And this news just into the News 4 newsroom. A giraffe is humping our news producer.
Oh, no.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Did the giraffe take Richard Jordan?
That is such great music.
One more time.
Those TV shows have it all.
The only reason we have it isolated is because someone forgot to come in last week, so they ran the whole thing dry.
This is a News 4 News Break.
This just into the News 4 newsroom. I have to go to the bathroom so badly that I will not be able to give you the breaking news because I am capping. There is a turtle head. There is a turtle head in my pants right now. I would love to tell you exactly what's happening on Capitol Hill, but I can't because I have to actually go to the bathroom.
Throw it to Dan Helly.
Right. Anyway, speaking of giraffes mounting people,
yes.
There is a safari park in England called Chessington World of Adventures.
Wonderful. It's like Gatorama.
Hello. Welcome to Chessington World of
That'll
Adventures.
That'll be $8.
They just banned people
pounds
from wearing animal print clothing.
Oh, no. Really?
So the animals don't get confused and try to hump them.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Or kill them.
That's true. You don't want to. And you know what? That's really a Sophie's choice, isn't it?
A spokesman for the park says, "We let visitors get so close to wild species that if someone wears the same pattern to the animal's coat, they can become overly friendly."
Yeah.
This is great.
It's a nice way to put it.
And if they wear the pattern of the predator, it has the opposite effect. The animals are getting confused when they see what looks like zebras and giraffes driving in a truck.
I'm just thinking of a zebra driving a truck.
There's no word. I'm talking about the people, hey.
I know, but what about with the paw hanging out the window? Because it's a relaxed zebra.
There's no word.
Smoking a cigarette.
I'm going to kill you now. There's no word that they instituted this policy because someone got humped, so we're just going to assume that, yes, that's why it happened. And I don't have a funny end of the line to this.
Well, you don't need one.
Because it fell in the trash. Thank you very much.
That's funny.
We'll take a break and come back with Rob in the Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Welcome back to the show, Whoa, Whoa, brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC, the people who bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 FM WTNT for a free life insurance quote. Visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you.
You want to give those numbers again, Jerry Stiller?
That's 866-347-5748.
8,667,000,000.
866-34-7548.
My lotto numbers.
866-347-5748. That's the number to call. Try to remember
it now. I
got
the Powerball.
They'll do all the work for you. Encore compares rates to help you save. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Be sure to help, thank them for sponsoring TMOS Encore Insurance Services at smartterm.com. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, September 26, 2013.
Let's take a moment to look backwards. Do we remember this, Mike?
Yeah. When I first met Bono.
That's Bono doing Bill Clinton,
he
right?
He walked in, too.
And I only say that because last night Bill Clinton returned the favor. Bill Clinton put on sunglasses and proved to us once and for all, better president than Mimic. Here's okay. Bill Clinton doing Bono.
I've been singing so long and screaming loud at these concerts that
useless.
I'm hoarse.
It is funny, though. But
so I got to be careful with my voice. That's why all my charities only have three-letter names.
He can't do it.
He can.
That's funny. I like that.
I mean, if he just affected a brogue of
He's
some sort.
He's not the president anymore. He can do whatever he wants.
All right, Aaron Paul. You know who that is?
I do.
He plays Jesse Pinkman.
Yes, Jesse, bitch.
And they were approached. He was approached leaving a restaurant by the paparazzi, and they asked.
Yo, Mr. White.
Does he think he has been so typecast by the show Breaking Bad if he'll ever get another role, unless it's just like Jesse Pinkman? This is what Aaron Paul says.
My career is downhill from here. We all know it.
You think people are going to have a hard time watching you in other roles? Play a different character?
I don't know. I hope not. They'll still want me to call them a bitch, though, I'm sure.
So obviously they're riding high on the crest of this.
And my prediction
media.
For a guy with that level of talent, there is no way that his career is downhill. This is a young guy, first of all. And I think that he's got a lot of good work in front of him. I really believe
You know
that.
What I've seen on the YouTube is that before he hit it big, he was a contestant on Price is Right.
Oh, was he really?
And you can actually see him doing the come on
that's
down
cool.
and stuff.
Just quickly, this is what good a guy Aaron Paul is. He's raised over $1.8 million on his own for the At Kid campaign, which is like an anti-bullying campaign.
Oh, that's good.
And he's done that through his own volition. Mm-hmm. Like he's flying people out, like per $100,000 a new entry. He's flying people out to go with them to watch the finale.
Oh,
of
good.
Breaking Bad.
Man, good.
That's how good this guy is.
I love when people really, I mean, we make fun sometimes of us, but I like when I see someone that has that position using it to give back.
You know,
that's
Bryan
awesome.
Cranston seems like he's a good guy too. I mean, who knows, but boy, they've given everybody a lot of great entertainment, and I wish them nothing
nice
but
that
the
they're
best.
Giving back too. Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, Ellen is on sometimes when I come home because we've had the Today Show on in the morning. I turn it on, it's Channel 4. She does something that I think is pretty clever. She had on rap singer Drake. Are
okay.
you familiar with Drake?
Oh, I've got all his work.
You have all his cassettes,
yes, I
know.
Do. Yeah, all his cassettes. I've got all his 8-tracks.
She says that Drake can do anything and make it sexy. And for example, this is Drake reading the instructions that come with a new toner cartridge for your printer.
Okay.
So this is Drake making something really unsexy hot.
Open the front cover and pull out the toner cartridge assembly. Unpack the new toner cartridge and just ever so gently rock that cartridge from side to side 5-6 times. You don't need to do it too much.
Good call.
All I want you to do is just distribute the toner evenly. And at that point, you should be ready to just insert that new cartridge until it just clicks. Close that front cover. And lady, you just change the toner cartridge.
She can do a lot of stuff that I find useless, but I thought that was very
funny.
Well,
makes that funny, and it's not your stereotypical sexy guy.
No.
He's got just a very unique way of sounding, and
good
that's
stuff.
Neat. That's funny. I like
all
that.
All right, TV Guide put out a list this week of the top television cartoons of all time. I think I pretty much agree with this list. I'll give you the top five.
Okay.
Okay? The fifth greatest cartoon of all time and one that I loved growing up, still have them on DVD, Scooby-Doo. Now, was Scooby-Doo before your time?
No, it was towards the end of my cartoon watching, but yeah, I was not a huge Scooby-Doo watcher.
It was a big one because it was in syndication, and then there was the Scooby-Doo movies.
Hanna-Barbera?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I think maybe their most, maybe outside of the Flintstones, their most profitable venture.
Okay.
So Scooby-Doo at number five.
Mm-hmm.
At number four, not one I would have thought of as a television cartoon, but obviously a part of tradition, the Peanuts and
absolutely.
The specials as we had growing up.
Yeah, absolutely. And the best Christmas special in the world. I love
absolutely.
It.
One that I will still, even though I have on DVD, I still appointment television. And my kids love to watch it because not only is it entertaining, my kids love to watch me cry. And I do remember
you
last
cry when that's happening?
Oh, when Linus does the speech and about the meaning of Christmas, that kills me. And if I'm drinking, it really, really kills me.
I'm going to try with the assistance of some technical support to do a Snoopy.
Oh, excellent. Oh. Good. Here we go. Really great.
That was worth the effort.
I liked it. Number three for the greatest TV cartoons of all time. No one will argue with it, although the one thing that I had trouble with, these were not made for television. These were made for motion pictures.
Looney Tunes,
yeah. And just to set the record straight.
Do you think my Snoopy was just a little high-pitched?
No,
I thought it was about right.
I just adjusted it a little bit.
Okay, go ahead. Here we go. It's still great.
It still works.
Thank you.
I think Snoopy's voice, I think it was Bill Melendez who did it. I'm not sure. I believe so. Anyway, so Looney Tunes, just so you know, that is the Merry-Go-Round Broke Down is the name of this song. Don't confuse that with Merry Melodies, which song is Merrily We Roll Along.
Oh, wow.
And I think the separation is Looney Tunes had the sort of like the keystone characters, your Bugs, your Daffy, and your Porky Pig.
Right.
And if it was a cartoon that had not to do with the other characters, then it was a Merry Melody. And there's the separation.
I'm retooling my Snoopy again.
Okay, Snoopy returns. I like
that's
it.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
very, very good. Love it. Love it. Cartoon number two, Mike, I think you will agree on this one. This one was a game changer cartoon-wise.
Flintstones.
I still laugh at it. And you know what? It's not on TV as much as it used
it
to be.
It should be on.
Hey, Bonnie.
Yeah, and, you know, basically a prehistoric Honeymooners.
Yes.
But the first show that proved that you could do a weekly television
a
show that was animated.
Mm-hmm.
And without the Flintstones, you certainly wouldn't have the number one cartoon of all time.
The Simpsons. Yeah, I knew it was going to be number one.
Well, you know what? Based on the length of run alone, didn't it premiere in like 1990?
I'm very offended at that list, though.
Really? What was left off?
No Top Cat.
Yeah, that's true. And also...
Or Cat Dog.
Cat Dog. Or McGilla Gorilla.
And, hey, we've got a gorilla for sale.
Yeah.
And you know what? No mention. I thought maybe just an honorable mention for the Shoppers Food Warehouse tomato.
with top quality prices every day.
Now, we close today with, because I know we're all in love with Apple computers right now, me particularly.
Whatever.
Close with Conan saying there's a feature on the new iPhone that you might not be aware of.
It's been discovered that the iPhone 5S fingerprint sensor will also recognize nipples. Yeah, so now you can use the line, is it cold in here, or are you just trying to unlock your iPhone? I'm just curious.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. For tech support questions for the Mike O'Mara Show, contact our man Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Pony, you have 10 seconds to answer this question. Anybody contact you personally on Facebook?
Not a single one, but my Facebook timeline is working correctly. So
it is working correctly.
Oh, you know what he's doing? He's dicking with you.
That's it. Thank you, Pony.
What a nice fella.
All correspondents for our show can be sent to TMOS Box 3, Manassas, Virginia 20108. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying, please contact Pony Boy.
Yes, call him.
What's the Facebook address for you, Pony?
It's just Matt Bloom.
And how do you spell the last name?
B-L-U-H-M.
Okay, you're not going to get anybody anyway.
Boo!
Exercise of futility.
You know what? He's really technically oriented.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao,
good luck, Pony.
Oh, yeah. One more thing. Please remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all of your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You may go now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.